It's our final Jimmy Smith show! Jimmy, we didn't want it to end like this. What a day, what a game, what a season. What's the mood like for everybody right now?
Obviously, we are kind of, you know, upset. Obviously, we didn't win that game. You know, we probably wouldn't have made the playoffs anyway, but we definitely wanted to go out on a winning note, not to lose six straight. But, you know, team meeting already happened. We're just more focused on next year, the future already, is trying to get better, setting out the game plan on what's going to happen next for all the players, injured players and players that are coming back and players that are figuring out if they're coming back. Everybody has to have a plan. And I guess our coach is going to talk to us over the next month to get everybody squared away.
It's a sad day when everybody's coming in and cleaning out their locker and be like, all right, man, all right, stay in touch. All right, be good. What is that like when you know you're not going to see some of these guys ever again?
I mean, it's like whatever. Yeah, it happens every year, so you get used to it. But there's obviously, if it's somebody that you're close to, one of your good friends, mm-hmm. that, you know, that you've created some type of bond with, those people stay.
Yeah. So you'll
stay in touch with them. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You'll be in contact. Just like when TJ came back, it was refreshing because, you know, somebody we keep in touch with.
Right.
Is there any relief, Jimmy? Because, I mean, it was such a strange year, and, there, you know, it just wasn't what everybody wanted out of the season. As a relief that
you're allowed to say
it.
You're allowed.
A relief to be done?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, somewhat. You want to be playing, but the relief comes just because, you know, we've battled all year long, and it's, you know, football is...
Yeah.
And I don't take this the wrong way. Football is really not so much fun, you know?
Right.
It's only fun when you're winning.
Mm-hmm.
When you're winning, it's fun.
Or
when you're
watching.
Not winning, it's not fun. It's just a hard work. It's a hard grind. And when the work you put in don't show up in the win column, it just feels like poop. So.
And we get spoiled around here because the standard is so high year in and year out. Could you imagine living in somewhere like Jacksonville or Houston that's fallen on bad times?
Or the Browns for so many years.
The Browns for
now.
So many years. And also, Jimmy, it's Black Monday. People lose their jobs. They got to uproot their families. Mike Zimmer got fired.
Yeah.
The head coach of the Vikings got fired today. Vic Fangio, head coach of the Broncos, got fired yesterday. And Matt Nagy in Chicago, probably more while we're talking. So this ain't no joke. People lose jobs when you don't win.
Oh, yeah. Lots of people lose jobs. Cause when the head coach gets fired, everybody underneath them, every assistant, helper, anybody that's part of that usually gets fired. So a lot of people lose jobs. But that also is a new beginning for a lot of organizations. But it is kind of crazy how quickly, to me, some organizations get rid of their head coaches, especially like ones that weren't already doing so well when they came in. And you know, it takes a little time to rebuild certain organizations and teams, and they get rid of coaches. Like, I kind of think Brian Flores for Miami was...
Right.
And this is just from afar. I just thought that he did well, especially bouncing back the way they bounced back, going to beat the Patriots at the end, having a winning season, and to get fired off of that. Obviously, they didn't make the playoffs, but they weren't really that good of a team before that for them to, you know, base it off of that.
Well, Jimmy, how's your body feeling after... You played pretty extensively the last couple of games, and it's over now. You get up, you dust yourself off, and you open your eyes. How you feel?
I'm sore and beat up, no doubt about it. I'm excited to get some rest and get healed up and get this ankle healed up. When I'm feeling good and healed up, it's a whole my mindset's way different. But at the end of every season, I'm definitely ready to retire.
I get it. I would feel the same way. And it's so funny that you say it's not fun. And I understand what you're saying.
Woo.
Because for us, it's entertainment. We love watching. But there is a whole different side to consider with you guys, like you said, going to battle. It's a Jimmy Smith show. More to come right on the other side.
Top
98
Jimmy.
Rock.
Jimmy Smith, number 22, the gangly one. Top Jimmy is his final show of the year. How was this process, Jimmy? I don't know if you have thought about doing a show. Talk to two people you don't know that well or at all.
Over Zoom.
Over Zoom, in a car sometimes. How's it been for you?
It's cool. I like it. I enjoy it.
Could you see yourself in a media type role 1 year? Because we think you got one more left in you. But in a couple of years, maybe?
Probably. Probably. I got to get a little bit better. I know my voice sounds real monotone on the radio when I ever hear it. Got to be a little more animated like yours.
You know what I noticed, Marianne?
Yeah, you have to fake it till you make it. It's all fake, Jimmy.
Jimmy, did you see me in the Zoom gallery the other day when you sat down with all the press?
Yeah, I did.
I couldn't get a question in. They wouldn't come to me because they know we get this chance, Marianne, to talk with them. I noticed that Jimmy's a little more animated with the press in that Zoom thing. He was giving it up. You were really good at that. So I think that Jimmy would be a great broadcaster.
Well, let's put that on a resume then.
Yeah, it's a resume builder.
I'm going to get host a couple of you guys' show, baby.
You're always
love it.
Yeah.
Jimmy, is there any, now that you have a chance to just sort of watch like we are as a spectator, who you're keeping your eye on right now in this season, in the remaining games?
Oh, I could care less. Like, once we're out of it, yeah, I don't watch any of it. But I am curious to see, just because of how up and down the AFC was, and people were so hot on the Patriots for a minute, and they're hot on Tennessee. So I think Tennessee ended up getting the first seed. So I'm just curious. I mean, I am a little curious to see who does represent us in the Super Bowl this year. My pick would have to probably be Tennessee.
Hey, it's Kirk and Marianne. It's the Jimmy Smith Show. If you're just checking in with us, Ravens lose a heartbreaker 16-13, another one in overtime, finish 8-9, second losing season, I believe, in John Harbaugh's tenure. But Ben Roethlisberger, number 7, hanging him up. You've been on the field with him a bunch. What were your thoughts looking across the line at Ben Roethlisberger, knowing this is going to be his last regular season game in Baltimore? They get to go on, which is weird. The Chargers and the Raiders had a chance to tie, and they both could have gone, but the Chargers didn't pick up the cue. The Raiders kick a field goal, and the Steelers get in. But you played against them a long time. Your thoughts on Big Ben?
Heck of a competitor. Great quarterback. I mean, obviously the guy can still throw the ball. But just, it was fun to watch his career. Fun to play against him. He definitely is going to bring out the best in you. I feel like the Steelers bring out the best in the Ravens, just for the simple fact that you build your team to beat the best in the division, and the Steelers were the best in the division for a very long time, and that's because of Big Ben.
Yeah,
obviously. So, I mean, as long as I've been watching, was 18 years, playing 11 against them.
Yeah,
it's just been tremendous to be able to go down and say I picked off a Hall of Famer.
That's
right.
That is great.
Right. Another addition to the resume. Well, I bet your little ones are thrilled that you've got more time home now.
Well, they're at school, actually. So wifey's definitely happy.
Yeah, okay.
See,
I'm definitely happy myself.
That's what makes me nervous. He's so into his family. You know, that's why. That's what makes
What's wrong with that? Wait, that makes you nervous?
He might want to spend all his time with his family and not want to come back next year, because you know he's going to start feeling better around March.
I think you could do both, right, Jimmy?
You could do both. Not as much as you would like to, but you could definitely do both.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll hang out some more with number 22 one last time this season. It's the Jimmy Smith Show. Kirk and Marianne just along for the ride on 98 Rock.
Jimmy Smith, it's the day after a very disappointing, but what a nail biter, as they've all been. All of the, you know, I have to say, all these games have been close. It's not like it was just a total, you know, shutout.
Except the Bengals.
Where you're rolling your eyes and, you know, you're like, this again. Everyone, there's a possibility where the Ravens could have pulled through. So, I mean, you got to feel a little bit of pride in that regard, especially because the team wasn't a complete team. It was like this mishmashed calico unit, you know, where everybody was new, like you said, getting to know people every week. I mean, how hopeful are you that next year it'll look different?
I'm sure 100% positive it's going to look different. We're going to get a lot of players back, and we're going to, you know, all the injured players, but we're definitely going to draft some people. So it's going to look different, but I'm excited just, you know, for the future to see where our team's going to go. You know, we have a lot of places that we need to pick up on as far as draft-wise and just getting some players in. And we can be a strong team, I think, if and healthy. Obviously, we out here, like you said, we lost a lot of close games, and there's no more victories in the NFL. But being in close games like that with players, you know, from the practice squad, just picking up and playing, jumping in, it's a good sign that our depth was tested, and we got losing games by a point, you know. I mean, like I said, there's no moral victories, but at the same time, it's like we're playing with a lot of guys that we probably have never played with.
Yeah, right. Nice to meet you. Let's go play.
Yeah, and
right, like, go ahead.
I was gonna ask you, what will you do now? I mean, will you eat ice cream, sleep late, walk around barefoot all day? Does your life change a lot, or will you keep up the same regimen that you had during football season?
Definitely not the same regimen as football season, but for the first about 3-4 weeks of the off season, I'm right now I'm just about to be a lazy mob.
mid-February
you start working out again, nothing crazy, just get the body flowing, moving around, and March you start picking it up, and then April hits so quickly that you're back to OTAs, you're back to football. So it's an off season, but it's so quick that you're really never in the off season. Like you're constantly working, constantly trying to
work something. With time off, will you be taking any vacations? I know the kids are in school, but maybe take a little break somewhere.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. I don't know where yet though. The thing is, like, I always want to travel to Europe, and all, but it's always cold over there
right
this time. And then when it finally warms up, we're back in football. And it's like, I don't really get to do it. It's hard to pick, but we end up always going to the same place. We'll have a DB dinner. I mean, we have a DB trip. We'll probably end up going to some Spanish country.
Like what?
Well, DR Mexico, really.
Okay. There you go.
So if you had a choice between, okay, so you have a winter wonderland skiing, snowboarding trip, or beach, it's always going to be beach?
Yeah, I'm not trying to be. I mean, we're in winter right now. It's 32 degrees outside.
I heard that.
I'm trying to go to
get
warm.
Away.
I want to take my shirt off, get some sun.
When,
you know, take the family, though.
Yeah. Well, hey, that's cool, man. You're in a good spot right now, Jimmy. You sound good mentally, and I know you guys know how to shake these losses off, so the season's over, but yesterday's is one game, and the Ravens are the Ravens, so they will be back in 2022, and we'll go ahead and put a bow on it. Straight ahead, Jimmy Smith Show on 98 Rock.
Jimmy Smith, it's our last show. We would have liked to have stayed in the regular season and moved on to the playoffs, but it is what
playoffs.
The end of the day. And Jimmy, if you hadn't gone in this direction with football, is there any other career you could see yourself before, you know, so say football never came into the fray, what would you see yourself becoming?
I don't know. That's hard to say. I know I wanted to be an FBI agent when I was growing up.
There you go.
I love that. That's so fun. So, it seems like fun. I'm sure it's like everything.
I wanted to be a fireman, so I feel you.
What?
I mean, that was
when you were four?
I grew out of that, yeah. Because
when did you do? I've never heard you say that. That's really bizarre.
Truck driver and fireman. Those are the two things.
Yeah, that's like a little 4-year-old.
Yeah. But I mean, there's people that grown ass men do that job, and I'm glad that they do. You don't want me trying to put out fires.
Oh God.
Yeah. So Jimmy, FBI agent,
that's
huh?
Tough job. That's actually a tough job. My Pat Williams is one of my college teammate and actually worked as a scout for the Ravens. Just stopped being a scout and decided he wanted to go be a firefighter. And it's all kinds of, you have to learn to be an EMT. It's all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And
also,
they want you to do that, like become a firefighter before the age of 30 for some reason.
I can see that because it's so physically taxing. You have to haul all the equipment. You have to be in amazing shape, I would think.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
all firefighters I ever see are kind of older.
That's true. Maybe those are the volunteer ones, because I know there's volunteer, and they like sit around a lot.
I ain't getting in that conversation, boy. Hey, that's Marianne, firefighters. No.
Wait. I'm not knocking anybody.
I guess you sit around
until that
bell rings and then it's game on. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. I grew up. Yeah, I definitely know a ton of volunteer firefighters, and I know what they did in the firehouse. They told me. money.
That's why not... I can't do it. It's too much.
No. Like, there's a lot of downtime is what I'm saying.
Right on.
For the volunteer. But, yeah.
Well, good. Everything's not burning.
Yeah, we have a lot of them. There's a lot of the firefighters that work with the Ravens to help around and do.
Oh, they do? For what do they do there?
Clothes, like picking up the laundry. They do the laundry type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All the kinds of, I don't know, just all the stuff that we need that's, I guess, tangible, towels, soaps, and all that. They do all that type of stuff. Collecting.
Wow, I never knew that.
Yeah, they do a lot.
Hey, would you steer your kids away from football, or if they wanted to play, you'd be like, hey, whatever you want to do, or how would you react to that career choice?
My kids are definitely going to play football. There's no doubt about it. I couldn't stop them if I wanted to.
Wow. Yeah, I know you said your one is really into it, and then the others are so little, so.
Yeah.
Still.
Well, my two oldest already are, like, into it, but I'm trying to let them like play every sport, because I ran track, I played football, and I played basketball. I played baseball a little bit growing up, but I want them to do every sport and fall in love with whatever one you love the most.
Great.
That's the way to do it. So many kids concentrate on just one sport these days. When I was a kid, you did them all. Every different season, you were playing a different sport.
How good are you at changing diapers, Jimmy? Are you a champion right now because of the little one?
Runner-up.
I haven't changed my daughter's diaper. I don't think I will be changing those anytime soon.
No? What?
It's honest.
No, I don't really change them when they're really young. That's a little too small for me. I guess I'm a kind of a hard wiper.
Okay, freaks you out a little bit. Yeah.
I just.
They're so fragile.
I let the wifey handle that stuff. I can get the boys now, but my 2-year-old. It's tough for me to handle. I almost throw up because he has grown up.
Yeah, time to get the toilet out. Yeah.
That's great. Well, Jimmy, we appreciate all your time and insights this season. It's been fun getting to know the 11-year vet, Jimmy Smith.
And I've loved watching you play. It's been awesome to, when you're out there, it's so exciting to know, oh my God, there he is. I know him, you know, so... I can't wait till next season, and enjoy your time off.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah, I want to thank the Ben Garner home team for sponsoring the show.
All year long, Ben Garner's been there for us, the home team. Jimmy, thanks a lot. Hi to the wifey and the kids, and hopefully we'll see you back around Under Armour Performance Center in spring of 2022.
We'll see.
All right, Jimmy, thanks a lot, man. Good luck with everything this offseason. All right.
I appreciate it, guys.
You the man. See ya.